going to read to you a testimony written by a prisoner whom we shall call Michael. From a young age, I wasn't brought up in faith. My mother and father were not married, and from my teenage years, I was brought up by my grandparents, who taught me the old ways, their way in life. When I came to the Lord, I was in my 20s. I worked as a security guard at a large shopping precinct, and also as a doorman at weekends. As a security guard, you had to patrol the premises each morning. One Thursday morning, I was patrolling as normal outside when I noticed a small group gathered outside one of the shops. One of the group was standing on a small pulpit and talking loudly to the oncoming shoppers. As I got closer, this man was preaching about God. I remember how most people laughed at him and walked past. I didn't take much notice, just carried on. This happened every Thursday morning until one Thursday I stood and listened to this man. He spoke of God, what he stood for, what he could do for us. His words touched my heart. I couldn't leave. I needed to know more. When he had finished preaching, I spoke to him and showed interest. He said, "Why not come along to the Baptist church? No pressure, just come." So Sunday came and I went along, and what I heard made me cry, and for the first time I fell in love with God. I remember how beautiful the feeling felt. I craved God, wanting to know more. As time went by, I wanted to give my life to the Lord, so I surrendered myself to him and was baptized by full immersion. I must admit, not only did I find God, I had a new family, the church, who welcomed me with open arms and showered me with love. I studied every day with Jesus and really started to understand. I also met someone, and I seemed not to visit church as much. I prayed but didn't go and worship. I became, in my words, like everyone else. I did have some mental health problems, but these were under control. But on a fateful day in 2012, a tragedy happened between my partner and I found myself in prison. I was alone, confused, problems in my mind, but through their help and medication, I got myself into a stable condition. I learned how things worked and what was expected of me. I found myself going to the chaplaincy. The reverend there touched my heart, and before long I was reading the Bible from start to finish. The chaplaincy were fantastic. Even outside evangelists came and helped me into a gospel correspondence course. I struggled so much wanting to be forgiven, and after prayer I believe I was, but the real truth is that I gave myself to God again, stripping back everything that was in the way, losing some thoughts and feelings, and placing God at the forefront of my life. Because of this, my family have seen a different person from the one who was. I put my life and trust in God, pray about everything, all my concerns,